Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Another 5-hour KM to AM. This is going to be a good one tonight. It's hot outside. It's May now. You feel the summer coming. Playoff basketball. Game 6 coming. 877-337-6666. For all the fans. Fans of the fan. Fair weather fans. Casual fans. Bandwagon fans, diehard Knicks fans. Tonight's the night, man. You can feel the energy, the nervousness, maybe the confidence. I feel like there's a little bit of both. If you've got anxiety, if you can't sit still, if you can't wait the next 2 hours to get the tip-off, which you know it's not going to tip off right at 9 o'clock, come on down. Join us right here on The Fan in New York. I got you till 12. And I live for this type of stuff, man. I love this. And I love that I don't really have a dog in the fight. I'm just a New Yorker rooting for New York to win and end the series. Reminder, New Yorkers, this is an elimination game for Philadelphia. If the Knicks do somehow lose tonight, like they somehow lost in the Garden for Game 5, you're still alive. Reminder, Knicks fans, you're up in the series. Reminder, Knicks fans, you haven't lost back-to-back games in this series. They have. They're on their last leg, and it's the last leg of Joel Embiid with a swollen knee, and you saw he was ready to fold. Last game, you saw how he turned the ball over. He was ready to give it up. Can't tell me that Tyrese Maxey is going out there and dropping 45, 50 points, traveling. hitting threes to save the... It's just not going to happen. Every game is different. Every game in this series has been different. And I just think that this Knicks team is different. And what was different about Game 5 was that they didn't prevail in the way that we've seen them all throughout this series. They weren't the gritty ones. They weren't the ones hustling. They weren't the ones conditioned enough. They weren't the ones making the plays. The ball bounced the other way. But that's what happens. You're facing a team that's not really a seven seed. You're facing a team whose head coach is an NBA champion. Not that long ago, Nick Nurse won the NBA Finals. He's been there. You're facing the reigning MVP, even if he is at 70%. You're facing a young superstar who's emerging in Tyrese Maxey, but that's about it. That's about it. Tobias Harris doesn't scare you. Kelly Oubre doesn't scare you. Kyle Lowry. Their bench players, campaign. All in all, you believe as Knicks fans that this Knicks team can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Some of you believe that they can get to the finals. Well, it's not going to be handed to them. You have to go through adversity. Act like you've been there. It's a series. You thought you were going to gentleman sweep? Okay. Knicks in six. It's not bad. It's got a nice ring to it. It rhymes. Tonight's the night, man. 877-337-6666. The afternoon show is down there. I see these guys posting all the videos, driving down there, all the stuff. It's great. I felt like the universe never unconnects, if you ever hear me say that. Everything is already written. Everything is already destined. We just walk into it, right? Spike Eskin, bars, I'm rhyming. Spike Eskin being here for 2.5 years as our program manager, coming from WIP in Philadelphia, our sister station down there, and going back there, right? It took a while for Spike to actually get back there, but going back there to host their afternoon drive show, and he's also the host of the most popular Sixers podcast. It's just perfect. It's just good for radio, good for business. It's good for WFAN as well. It's good for Evan and Tiki. It's good for Tommy. It's good for all of us, honestly. There's so much buzz and so much energy, and here's a game six that we weren't even thinking it was going to happen. You know, Evan bought those tickets. And they're down there, 877-337-6666. Now, speaking of tickets, everybody knows now that Michael Rubin and the Sixers ownership group bought tickets for 2,000 Philadelphia fans. Might not be diehard Sixers fans, but they'll take anybody they can get in Philadelphia to sit in those seats instead of you, the New Yorker, the Knicks fan, who obviously went down there and took over their building, put jerseys on Wilt Chamberlain's statue, danced around, stomped on their memorabilia, chanted Knicks in five, MVP, FMB, all through the Wells Fargo Center, Xfinity Live, the parking lot, everywhere else. Now, speaking about WIP and Spike Eskin, Spike Eskin's dad, Howard Eskin, called out the Sixers ownership group. He put out there a few days before the Game 4 takeover. He said, there's been a lot of bitching by Philadelphia fans and some Sixers Philadelphia 76ers players about the Sixers home games being overrun by New York Knicks fans. Right? You guys know who Howard Eskin is? He's their Mike Francesa, let's say. He's their afternoon drive guy. He goes on to write, the Sixers organization is a big part to blame. The 76ers put thousands of tickets on ticket sites and above retail prices, knowing Knicks fans would buy them. The organization will likely push back on this, but for that organization, it's all about making every dollar. I have checked this out. It's fact. And they do know those stinking New York fans will be buying them. So if Sixers players are pissed, blame your organization. And then he tags Sports Radio WIP. Joel Embiid spoke out about how embarrassing it was. Oh, I'm not calling them out. I'm not calling Philadelphia fans out. What are you doing then? You are calling them out. Because they don't love you like they love the Eagles. They don't love you like they love the Phillies. They didn't have your back like they had the Eagles as they made runs in the playoffs, the Phillies as they made runs in the postseason. They don't really believe. So you know how you take that crowd out of it? It has nothing to do with fans. It has nothing to do with 10% of the arena being claimed so that New Yorkers couldn't buy tickets, because there's still going to be a New York contingency down there. Man, can the Knicks go up in the game early? Can they have a lead for once? Can the Knicks go and silence that crowd? Because again, tonight is an elimination game for Philly. This could be the end of their season. It's not the end of the season for the Knicks, no matter what. 877-337-6666. Vegas has the Sixers minus three, their favorite. All of this hype, right? The Philadelphia Phillies are going to be in the house. You know they're going to have Meek Mill and Lil Uzi. And of course, Michael Rubin's going to call on all of the big dogs in Philadelphia sports. I don't know, the Eagles. Saquon Barkley, is he going to be in the building? That's what they should do. That should be. They should have Saquon Barkley cross paths with Tiki Barber. Has to happen. But this is a movie. Get your popcorn ready. If you're into sports, if you're into basketball, rivalries, the Eastern Conference, New York versus Philly, we're about to see a great movie tonight. And I think that the Knicks are motivated because they know that they had that last game won. They know that they let that game slip. And they don't want to let the two greatest words in sports, Game 7, happen, because anything can happen in Game 7. So the stage is set. For 9 o'clock, I'm going to do my best to take your calls and pass the time. And just know, 877-337-6666, we're here for you all night tonight. The game will be ending as my show is ending. We'll get reaction. And if you're in New York and you just can't sit still and you can't wait for this game, call us up, join the show. Now, I obviously got to talk about the New York Yankees first. They lost their first series today. It's all right. But it's not all right. I want to speak to the Yankee universe and say I understand there's one group of fans that says, they have 20 wins. It's their first series loss. They're going to lose games. They're going to lose series. They don't have Gerrit Cole. They don't have DJ LeMahieu. They don't have Jason Dominguez. They don't have pieces in their bullpen. They're not getting the best out of Aaron Judge. They're damn sure not getting the best out of Gleyber Torres, but nice homer, Gleyber, right after you didn't make the force out at second. I'm done with Gleyber Torres. I've been done, though. If you've listened to me, I've been trying to trade Gleyber Torres for the last 3 years. There's no point. Let me stay on the positive Yankee fan stuff before I drift into how I actually feel. There are Yankee fans that are going to tell you it's early. And last night when I was on, I said, you can't tell me it's early anymore. It's May now. It's early in April. It's not early in May, but maybe for you it is. For me, these games count. For me, now we're starting to shift to the other side. For me, that's the Baltimore Orioles, right? There's a rivalry there in this division. I mean, go back to when Daryl Strawberry said, we had to let them know we're the New York Yankees, punching guys. It's like that. So I have a problem watching the New York Yankees fold and lose to the Baltimore Orioles. I have a problem watching the Baltimore Orioles go from a 100-loss team to now they've got all these young, talented players. Now they've got a new ownership group which features Cal Ripken in it. Now it seems like the tide is turning, where not only did they finesse, lose all those games, draft all this talent, they're actually going to be able to pay these guys. What I'm saying, Yankee fans, Yankee universe, is the Orioles are not going away. And that was the first test. That was the first test to go down there and see where you're at with Juan Soto. I'm not worried about Juan Soto. Juan Soto is consistent, inevitable. Juan Soto is going to Juan Soto no matter what. But you should be worried about some of these other guys, man. You should be worried about this lineup. I know you can make excuses. The other side's going to say, hey, Verdugo wasn't here for 3 games of the series. The difference in Alex Verdugo makes. Aaron Judge right now, the grace period is over for Judge. And I know you love Judge. I love Judge too, but this is a problem. This is your number three hitter. This is the $40 million man. This is the captain of the team. This is one of the faces of baseball who won an MVP just 2 years ago and broke the American League home run record. If you watch the Yankees, like you say you watch the Yankees, then you're watching a version of Aaron Judge that we're not familiar with, that we don't usually see, and it's concerning. 877-337-6666. Gleyber Torres is having the worst walk year I've seen in a while. Going from Aaron Judge, who basically had the greatest year anybody could have, right? Remember, yesterday's price is not today's price. The price is going up. Yeah. You know, Judge had the greatest year we've seen, to just shove it in Brian Cashman and the Yankees' face and say, pay me. But we're never getting that version of Judge back. And this version of Gleyber Torres, I mean, the ship has sailed. He should have been traded last deadline, the deadline before. Now you're not going to get anything for the guy. So you're just going to go through the motions with the guy, and it's upsetting. You know why? Because there's been so much coddling of Gleyber Torres over the years. That was supposed to be the Yankee shortstop right now. Remember that? And then once we realized the kid couldn't play shortstop, the fans realized, seems earlier than the Yankees did, they got to coddle him and move him to second base. And then DJ LeMahieu, who you signed, who's got a gold glove at second base, now he's got to be a utility infielder. And then you don't have a shortstop, and you got to go to stopgap route. And follow me here, because now I'm getting to today. Our local shortstop, a 22-year-old kid who's got a lot of talent and a lot of promise, and I do have a lot of faith in him getting right, but I feel like the Yankees made it harder for him again, doing the exact same thing they did to him last year as a rookie, moving him in the lineup. They should have kept him at the 9 spot in the lineup last year. Now he's got the same batting average, or probably worse after the game today, as our 9 hitter, Oswaldo Cabrera. The Yankees moved Anthony Volpe to the leadoff spot to get Gleyber Torres going. It was a premature move. In the first 3-4 series, Volpe was hitting like Mookie Betts. When you looked at the stats, his average up there had some home runs. And again, if you watch the Yankees, like you say you watch the Yankees, his eye has changed. His approach has changed. He's clearly pressing, and the Yankees made it harder for him, because you know what? He's got to go out there and face Corbin Burns. He's got to go out there first and face Dean Kramer and Grayson Rodriguez. And Bradish comes back from being hurt in spring training. His first start off the IL, he's got to face him too. So I understand the side of Yankee fans that say it's early, give them the benefit of the doubt. I know some of you guys, it is just always rainbows and butterflies. It is always glass half full. But this is an all-in year, right? This is a 1 year of Juan Soto, Alex Verdugo, Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, and Clay Holmes, who's been excellent. When you look into the future with the Yankees, so much could potentially change. They need to be developing the right habits now. They need to be setting a standard right now, because we have a standard for them. And they're not necessarily living up to it this early on, even with 20 wins, even losing their first series today. They're leaving a lot on the plate. There's a lot left on the table, and it's frustrating, especially seeing them lose how they did today and lose how they lost this series against the Baltimore Orioles. Like, how many runs did they score? 2 today. They stole a win yesterday. 3 wasn't the magic number yesterday. 2 wins won the game yesterday. But you mean to tell me in 4 games in Camden Yards, you can only score 6 runs against your division rival in a place where Yankee fans used to mob and take that spot over, and now they've turned it into build a ballpark? Juan Soto gets robbed of a homer today, and I don't know, man. We'll get into it. 877-337-6666. It's okay if you are concerned about the New York Yankees. It's okay if you think it's early, and it's just fine. We're fans. We're fanatical. And this is a fan in New York. We're supposed to talk about it. Mets fans, let's talk about it, because I feel like most of the Mets fans are just kind of in the middle. But this Mets team, I think, is definitely better than advertised. Can be better than we expected. Definitely better than projected. And watching that game today, they could have laid down. Watching that game today, they could have said, well, there's the series. But you know what? They weren't wearing those City Connect uniforms. So they believed they could make it happen. Without those City Connect uniforms, which they haven't won in, they believed that they could fight and come back and win. I love that Carlos Mendoza, former Yankee, said that he believed in Lindor today. Right? Lindor was sick Lindor comes back to have a flu game winner walk-off. And Mendy gave him the first few innings off, but then he called on him. And I love to see guys competing. I love to see guys fighting. Even if I don't root for the Mets, even if it's not my team, I'm a baseball fan. And that is a team with a few guys that can hit. That's a team with a few guys figuring it out. That's a team picking up Pete Alonso, who had 3 strikeouts, 0 for 5 today, and saying, don't worry about it. We got you. Harrison Bader. Obviously, I mentioned Lindor. Brett Beatty with the defense. Nimmo. I mean, Mets fans, you're 16-15. You're in third place. This team seems to not want to drop under 500. They fought back to split that series against the Cubs, who were in second place in their division. You have a season. Coming off an 0-5 start, you have a season. You have some hope. You have Kodai Senga coming back. JD Martinez now in the fold. I did see you have a young prospect coming up. We're going to talk all about it. We got time to definitely talk about it. Don't worry so much about Adrian Hauser. Christian Scott is on the way. And your calls are on the way. That's enough for the open. It's a big night for the Knicks fans. It's a big night for New York City. Yankee fans, you're obviously welcome. Mets fans, you're obviously welcome to call in too. We understand that this show for the next 4.5 hours will be on before, during, and after Game 6 down there in Philadelphia. Let's pass the time. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy it tonight. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We call this KM to AM, 7 p.m. to 12.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.